Tim Bracken will be here a little later in the programme, coming up to 11 o'clock, in fact. And if you have any queries about wills or related matters, you might like to text them in to 51551 or our email address, todaysor@rte.ie. Now, as we've been hearing there from Brian in the headlines, a group of 25 doctors have written a letter warning about what they see as the growing use of cannabis in Ireland. The letter is in the Irish Times. They argue that Ireland is sleepwalking into the legalisation of cannabis on the back of a campaign of misinformation about the drug. I'm joined now to discuss this further by Dr. Ray Wally, one of those who signed the letter, and by Solidarity People Before Profit TD Gino Kenny, who has backed calls for unrestricted access to medicinal cannabis for patients who need it. First of all, Ray Wally, when you say there's a campaign of misinformation, what exactly are your concerns?
Well, if you read about cannabis these days, you're reading it in the business sections, whereby you're reading that Canadian companies are interested in supplying the market here. You're reading that Simon Harris says Ireland may own its own medicinal supply in the future. Irish farmers should be given a license to grow cannabis in the future. We're reading about the business benefits of it, and we're not reading about the significant health detrimental effects that cannabis can provide, cannabis, marijuana can provide to your health.
And where do you see the problems, particularly, say, in the last 10 years, because you and colleagues are quite concerned about trends?
Well, we have a 107% increase on treatments at addiction centres from 2006 to 2016. We have a 115%, and that's in the age group up to 18 years of age. From 18 to 34 years of age, we've had, it's from 2006 to 2016, a 115% increase in attendances. To admissions to psychiatric hospitals, we've had a 134% increase from 2008 to 2016, and that doesn't reflect what GPs are also seeing in their waiting rooms. What we are seeing is how this causes psychosis. It also is being found in Canada, where a lot of the and America, where a lot of the evidence is now coming out recently, that has a 320% increase in suicide rate. We already have a suicide problem in this country. We've had a 5 times increase in psychosis in a study in 2019 shown in the UK of people who significantly take cannabis marijuana.
And before I go to Gino Kenny, what exactly are your reservations, or do you have reservations about the legalization of cannabis, medicinal cannabis, for some patients?
The evidence is somewhat tenuous. Why we wrote the letter with such a wide-ranging expertise, including neurologists, including addiction specialists, including general practitioners, was exactly that reason. We took 4 to 5 months to come to this view. And basically, the evidence is tenuous out there. So what we're not saying is that medicinal cannabis should not be available. What we are saying is that the evidence, because of many reasons, so for example, one of the reasons why the evidence is tenuous is in the US, where many of these studies come from, this is a Schedule 1 drug. That means it is known to be a psychoeffective, carcinogenic drug, and as a result of that, it hasn't been tested, because you can't test that type of drug on people. So what we're saying is that medicinal cannabis is separate to legalization, and what we are agreeing for is that, yes, you can make that available through a consultant-led prescription service where the evidence is there.
Gino Kenny, good morning to you.
Morning, John.
Now, I know you were one of the main movers behind the medicinal use regulation bill,
yeah.
And that went through a preliminary stage but then came to a stall. What is your view of what we've been hearing now, just now, from Dr. Wally?
Well, I think it's quite extraordinary, reading that letter today, that some of the language that Dr. Wally and his colleagues use, and I say this kind of paraphrase, is one-sided debate, cannabis agenda, sleepwalking, dishonest, hijacking the truth, Trojan horse, pushed, wasted lives. I mean, that's an insult for the people that have been campaigning in relation to access to medicinal cannabis. And I just spoke to Vera Toomey about 20 minutes ago in relation to this issue, and Vera has been campaigning for her daughter to get a license for medicinal cannabis. And she is, you know, to say the least, she's repulsed by some of the terminology that doctors are using. This is not about recreation use of cannabis. This is an issue of medical access, legal access, where individuals and children cannot get access to medicinal cannabis. Now, 16 licenses have been granted in the state, so that's 16 individuals by 16 consultants that have made a clinical decision to say that cannabis as a medicine is beneficial to their condition. So some of the stuff is highly kind of charged that
yes,
the doctors are using.
Vera Toomey, of course, the mother of 8-year-old Ava Barry, who has a severe form of epilepsy, and
yeah.
She's one of those people who would be covered by one of those licences, but after a long campaign,
yeah.
I think it's true to say. But Gino Kenny, there was a recent visit here by a Canadian company, Aurora Cannabis, right?
Yes.
They're the world's second largest cannabis company, and they're predicting the opening up of the medicinal market here, and they say that there could be up to 50,000 Irish patients being prescribed cannabis within 4 years. I mean, no wonder it's being reported in the business pages.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I agree with Dr. Wally and his analysis that, you know, corporate interests are taking over this this plant, drug. So it is in more into the business sections of newspapers and on the media. And we've kind of rallied against that. We think this should be taken out of corporate interests and put in the field of state company. But the Department of Health are going on a basis where they're issuing licenses to particularly that company that you've said and other companies that will access the cannabis access program, which has been very protracted, but it looks like it's going to be up and running by the summer.
Ray Wally, what do you say?
Well, like what we've seen in other countries is that the decriminalisation and the access to medicinal cannabis has been hijacked and used as a Trojan horse.
That's outrageous.
I didn't interrupt you.
No, it's outrageous.
Gina, just let him speak and I'll let you respond, OK?
What we've seen in other countries, I'll start again, Sean. What we've seen in other countries is we've seen how the access to medicinal cannabis and we've seen how decriminalisation has been hijacked to legalise cannabis. I'll read you a quote from Gina Kenny, 17th March 2009. That drug should be legalised immediately. We're talking about cannabis being legalised immediately here, and that is what we're against. We are not against access to, for a number of people, including Vera Toomey, 100% support access under named basis where consultants provide that care. Certainly where our concerns are, and especially for what is happening now in Canada and America, whereby the increase in use by teenagers has greatly increased, which is raising significant concerns among the medical fraternity. We are seeing deaths from cannabis now being put in foods, ice cream, donuts, different types of foods like that, whereby people are increasing attending emergency departments and dying. And these are children. So this is we on the basis of that, have come together as a group, you know, to raise our concerns and write in a medical way to indicate our concerns with the potential deleterious effects if this becomes accessible legally.
Dr. Wally, I'll ask you a question. Do you think prohibition has worked? Since 1977, right? That's 42 years that, you know, cannabis as a drug, whatever you want to call it, is illegal. Cannabis as a drug is more prevalent than ever. So prohibition has failed. Let's have this debate. Prohibition has failed. The best way to regulate something like this, which is high potency THC cannabis, which can in some cases be very detrimental to somebody's health, let's control it, let's regulate it, and take it out of the hands of individuals that are quite unscrupulous when they sell this plant. So prohibition has failed. It's been an absolute abject failure. And let's have that debate. And let's not go over these arguments that cannabis is a gateway drug to other drugs. Absolute nonsense. You know, and some of the stuff that you've put in your letter is completely misleading. Completely misleading. And I find it offensive that you're saying that we're hijacking this for a Trojan horse for recreational use. They are two different issues that shouldn't be conflated.
Well, I'm actually taking this phone call this morning in the middle of my surgery. My first patient in, I have the permission to talk about this patient. My first patient in to me had a 13-year-old child who was actually using cannabis. Unfortunately, the child is now dead. And she saw it as a gateway drug to actually quote her. So my experience of being 21 years as a general practitioner is it is a gateway drug. And that is the experience of all the people who have signed that letter. My phone has been hanging off, the texting left, right and centre this morning of people, medical practitioners, who agree with this. Getting back to your prohibition argument, the states that have legalised marijuana continue to see a thriving black market, an increase of rates of drug use. There is an exponential use of cannabis now happening in Canada, in America, where the states have legalized it. The theory of tax and regulate does not fare well in the real life because the experiment is now happening. In Portugal, where they've legalized access, the increased use of cannabis has equally exponentially increased. What we want is a balanced public health and public safety approach. The criminal justice system has to play a part in that. Yeah. There are people who significantly import this, not for personal use, who are also importing other drugs. Are you telling me they should not be criminalized? So what we want is a balanced approach. Of course, the criminal system isn't the answer to all this. We want a budget which is not there at the moment on preventative health measures and educational measures, and that is not there either. It is out there. I met a group of adolescent young men and girls there recently, and they basically said to me, like they were talking about cannabis, and they asked me, what are your thoughts on this? And I told them all the potential. They actually visibly became annoyed because all they hear are the good stories in regard to it. And then I didn't interrupt you, Gino.
Well, you've had a fair run. I think I need to go back. Before I go back to Gino, I want to bring in Vera Toomey. Good morning to you, Vera.
Morning, Sean. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. And thank you very much. And I was making the point earlier, your name was mentioned by Gino Kenny, and we were just noting how you had fought for the access to medicinal cannabis for your daughter, Ava Barry. Now, what do you make of this campaign that the doctors have launched?
Well, I would like to say to Ray that a balanced approach is very important. So if Ray, I would like to offer an invitation to Ray to come down and meet my daughter, Ava Barry. I would like you, Ray, to come down and meet Ava. If you would come down to meet her, because I'll tell you why. That would enhance your ability to view this issue as balance. Can you hear me, sorry?
Yes.
Yeah, no, I'm listening, Ava.
Yeah, Vera, it's my
sorry,
name.
Sorry, Vera.
Yeah, because my daughter, Ava, isn't here this morning, Ray, at the moment, because she's inside in school with her friends. And she is thriving. She is in school 3 and 4 days a week. She still gets ear infections and so forth, but my daughter is so well, Ray, and she hasn't been admitted to hospital in an emergency in 2 years. And you, I don't know if you realise how devastating it is for families like us to read your letter in the newspaper and to see the mention of a Trojan horse. We were people who had to fight so hard to get the medicine for our child. We were people who were facing the inevitability of our daughter dying from her seizures. And now I have a little girl who's walking around the house. She's chatting, she's going to school, and she's having a life that's free of pain. And so to see you and your colleagues coming out talking about Trojan horses and people suggesting that people have an ulterior motive to introduce recreational cannabis, it's so deeply distressing.
Okay, Ray Wally, what do you say in response?
Well, Vera, I'm delighted that Ava is doing so well on the medicinal cannabis. 100% medical practitioners support access to medicinal cannabis on that basis. Certainly, as a general practitioner, I would not have the skill set or the training to prescribe such a product to your daughter.
But don't we have to fix that then, Ray?
No.
Don't we have to get the education from the Dutch, from the Canadians?
What the treatment for your daughter should come through is a specialist neurologist, which is, I'm presuming, what is happening. Because a general practitioner would not have the skill set to actually diagnose and decide what is the appropriate treatment at that level for your daughter.
Let's educate the consultants. And once the consultants are educated,
yeah.
I believe that
okay.
is... That is the crux of this issue. And once the consultants are educated, Ray, that will give you the opportunity to be able to garner the research and the ability to understand this medical cannabis properly,
sure,
so that you won't be conflicting the two or blending the
Vera,
two together.
You will agree that it should be science-based and evidence-based that we treat people on the basis of. And the problem with the use of cannabis, not medicinal cannabis, and the legalization of cannabis is we know that the science is out there and the evidence is that what is happening in Canada and the USA is the access to marijuana, cannabis plant, is wrecking lives because it's not being used specifically only for medicinal use.
I want to read some texts. Sean, finally, there is some serious media spotlight on this huge issue, especially with adolescents. I work in the youth justice field and see every day the many negative outcomes of cannabis use amongst our young people. Time the government and the Department of Education woke up to the real risks of cannabis. That's from George Kelly in Kildare. Another one, and maybe Gino, you'd come back in on this one. Our 20-year-old son says he loves weed. We are at our wits' end trying to talk sense into him, but he seems to think it's much better than alcohol. His room stinks of weed because he takes it in his room as well as away from the house. Our stress levels have improved since we decided to just put up with it. We're afraid he'll end up on the streets if we kick him out of the house, which we feel like doing. He just won't listen to us. He says everyone is taking it. It's all about him.
Yeah, Sean, I mean, cannabis is extremely prevalent between young people. I mean, you practically go everywhere you go in Dublin, you can actually sometimes smell the weed, and a lot of young people are using it. Obviously, that comes with a major health warning. Copious amounts of cannabis is not good for your health whatsoever. But there is the reason, when it comes to the recreational side, for the debate about prohibition not working. Because some of the street cannabis is quite high in THC, and that's not regulated. So in a regulated market, that it would be regulated, controlled by the state, rather than controlled by kind of unscrupulous individuals. So, now that's an argument that people will disagree with, but prohibition has failed. I'll just repeat that again, prohibition has failed. Prohibition, the Misuse of Drug Act, was there to stop the consumption of cannabis.
Yeah, but listening to Ray Wally...
cannabis is more consumed than ever.
Yeah, so, but listening to Ray Wally, the legalisation of it in the United States and elsewhere, Portugal and Canada as well, it hasn't actually reduced the amount of it on the black market.
No, it's increased it.
Well, I think that's debatable.
Okay, just one last question to you, Ray Wally. One of the things you say in the letter, along with your colleagues, is that there's been a gross failure to communicate to the people of Ireland the harms being caused by cannabis, and you say responsibility for this failure lies partly with the medical profession, but also with the Department of Health and the HSE. What do you want those state agencies to do?
We want a more education in regard in schools and generally in regard to the dangers of cannabis marijuana. We want more research in regard to medicinal use for the benefits that potentially may be there. We will be writing to the Minister, the Oireachtas Committee for Health, all the spokesmen in regard to health. We will be writing to the different colleges in regard to the Royal College of Physicians, College of Psychiatrists, the Irish College of General Practitioners. We want this debate, but we want an honest, healthy debate based on evidence-based, scientifically based.
We're going to leave it there for now. My thanks to the three of you for your contributions. Latterly, Dr. Ray Wally, a signatory to that letter in the Irish Times. Also, my thanks to Gino Kenny, People Before Profit TD for Dublin. And also, my thanks to Vera Toomey. We'll take a break.
Today with Sean O'Rourke on RTE Radio 1.